This is your Wātea English News. National Party leader Christopher Luxon says he has reached agreement with both ACT and New Zealand First on what parts of their policy programs will be taken up by the new government, and what's left now is to agree on ministerial positions. The minor parties are studying their respective deals, which Mr. Luxon doesn't believe will cause major issues. He refused to speculate on whether a government could be formed by the end of the week. New Zealand First leader Winston Peters says it was an assumption to say the parties had agreed on policies, and ACT and New Zealand First will drill down on the details of each other's agreements before negotiating ministerial roles. ACT leader David Seymour says a deal is still days away and the National leader may have had too many Weet-Bix. The Public Service Association says the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade is treading on dangerous ground by arbitrarily removing Te Reo Māori from briefing papers before a new government has been formed. In fact, Chief Executive Chris Seed refused to be interviewed by Wātea News about his decision to change the templates for advice to ministers. The PSA's Acting Kaihautū Māori, Marcia Puru, says the Public Service Act is explicit that all chief executives and government departments are required to recognise the aims and aspirations of Māori in general, as well as employment requirements of Māori public sector workers.
The Public Service Act has really given us light to ensure that they are meeting their obligations under Te Reo Waitangi. Removal of anything te reo at this early stage, prior to the government not being formed, is just dangerous and risky.
Marcia Puru says the ministry risk undermining the important progress the public sector has made in supporting Te Tiriti and Te Reo, an official language of Aotearoa. Rotorua Lakes Councillor and Ngāti Rangiwewehi Elder Trevor Maxwell has just returned from Taiwan, where he has been promoting tourism and organising a Māori basketball tour next year. He's been on similar tours in the past to mainland China, organised with long-time Rotorua resident David Chin, where sport and cultural activities are mixed. The tour in April will take in four provincial cities and the capital, Taipei, as well as visiting with Taiwan's indigenous tribes.
We're taking 12 basketball players, which includes the two coaches, and also taking a cultural group of about six. Some of the basketball players being Māori, they're very good haka performers, and some of the girls in that we've got in the group also sing. When we first started, I used to be the guitarist, but all the guitarists are saying to me, you're playing it like kupe.
Trevor Maxwell says being a counsellor opens doors, and it's a great way to promote Rotorua tourism. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!